And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you hear gears shifting and bicycle tires bouncing over branches, you're probably in Cable this weekend. That's where thousands of riders will line up on Saturday for the Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival, a 40-mile test of endurance through the Northwoods. Among them is John Dirksen of Appleton, who has been participating for decades and has brought his children and grandchildren into the tradition. He joins me now, along with event staffer Amanda Cusson. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, John and Amanda.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
So I want to start with a broad overview, if you will. Up here in these parts, we've got the Berkey, Grandma's Marathon, the Inline Marathon, the Bear Grease, and Apostle Island Sled Dog Races. And you guys, what is it with all these races around here?
Well, I started out in the Berkey when I moved to Wisconsin. And after 5 or 6 years of doing that, I was looking for something to stay in shape over the summertime and fall. So I got into mountain biking. So those are my two things, the Berkey and the Shawamigan Fat Bike Festival. So I've been doing both now for about 30 years.
There you go. We had no idea that would be in your background. Any reason you haven't done Grandma's or the Bear Grease or Apostle Island Sled Dog Races? Come on. We want to see you hit for the cycle.
No, but I have thought about the inline skate race, but it's at a busy time of the year for mountain biking.
Amanda, any thoughts about the area, why it attracts so many activities like this?
Yeah, a few things. Something we've seen with our own race, because, you know, we've been around 42 years and just keep seeing people flock back to the area. One, just the friendliness of the culture up there. It's truly a community that, you know, you walk into the local coffee shop and they remember you the next time you come in. And it's just so friendly and so welcoming. And there's so many trails that are great for all four seasons. Like, we actually use the Berkey Trail. So, you know, they have the Birkebeiner in the winter, and then we use those same exact trails in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Berkey is the largest cross-country ski race, I think, anywhere. Where do you guys rank in the mountain bike world?
So we are one of the oldest and longest running mountain bike races, and we're also one of the biggest mass start races. So we have nearly 3,000 participants start our race. By mass start, I mean all at the same time. And a lot of people, you know, of all ages. Our youngest participant is 2 years old from our kids' race. Our oldest participant is 81. So people of all ages, all ranges from all around the world come and start down in Hayward.
All right, I can't let that go by. A two-year-old, somebody makes mountain bikes for two-year-olds.
We do, yes. Our little loggers race, it's on Friday, right before, you know, all the rest of the races on Saturday. And you see a lot of striders out there, but they are shredding those trails on striders.
And they love it. Those little kids just love it. My grandchildren started out that way, and now they range from 8 to 18, and they're still doing it.
Yeah, tell me about that, getting your family involved in it. Was it because they saw Dad and then Granddad doing this and figured, okay, we can't stop them, we might as well join them, or what?
Actually, my older son did the first year with me in 1994, and he has done it most every year since then. We've all missed a year here and there because of injuries and surgeries, but he's got almost as many as I do.
So what's the most memorable for you?
Oh, my. Well, the first memorable one was maybe the first time I won my age group, which was after about 6 years of doing it. My first year that I did it, that was memorable. I had never been on a mountain bike race before, and went up there with my son and had trouble releasing from my pedals and fell down many times.
Oh.
Had a flat tire and saw a bear, and it was a memorial first race, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You're from Appleton. We have a whole Shawamigan Mountain Bike Association. What sort of participation do you have from the immediate area, Amanda?
Yeah, so most of the participants we see are from the Wisconsin and Minnesota area. We actually do see participants from 41 states, not all 50, but we've seen all 50 throughout the history. But this year we have 41 states and 9 countries, so they're also coming from all over the world. But our biggest participant group is Wisconsin and Minnesota.
And very specifically, people from Cable itself?
Yes, we do have a lot of people from the Hayward area. It's right in their backyard.
Tell us about the race.
So we have two distances. We have the 40 mile, which is kind of our original and the premier event. And then we have what's called the short and fat, which is 16 miles. And then our little loggers kit race. But the trails are all in the American Birkebeiner Ski Trail. And it's, you know, the Schwamigan Mountain Bike Festival. So it's more than just a race. It's an entire weekend that we really see as like a reunion for friends and family. And there's something for everyone. There's a distance for everyone. And even if you don't ride bikes, you know, our festival has beer and food trucks and stein holding competitions and vendors and live music. And it's just a gathering place. We kind of have some unique elements of it. I'm not sure if you've heard of the Schwamigan Mountain Bike Fest Pirates. It's a group of volunteers. They dress up in pirate costumes and go out on course and set up what they call Pirate Hill. And they hand rum shots out to riders as they're riding by. So we tell everyone,
wait,
you
to
know,
riders?
Yes, to riders. They hand out rum shots, 21 plus, of course.
And do public safety but, officials endorse that activity?
You know, they're doing their own thing out there.
You mentioned elite racers. Are there any names that we should be aware of or looking for? And I specifically want to know who that two-year-old is.
If the parents say we can share the two-year-old's name, I'm sure we can. But we have both our previous Lifetime Grand Prix champions, Keegan Swenson and Sophia Gomez-Fichevanier racing, as well as many others. But we do have a very deep pro field.
John, you've probably been in every category. Are you in the amateur or elite, or do you go back and forth?
No, I'm definitely an amateur. We did get to race against Greg LeMond a couple times, you know, 30 years ago or so. Greg LeMond, of course, had won the Tour de France three times, and he did the Schwamigan Fat Tire 40. But we're just age group competitors, that's all.
Absolutely. Nothing beats the love of the sport. We've been speaking with racer John Dirksen and event staffer Amanda Cusson. Thank you for joining us, Amanda and John.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and John, excited to see you this weekend.
And if you've got something exciting you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.